Ahoy everyone. Today is July 1st, 2018. 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm still in Dublin, Ireland. And I'm on my way to buy some food for a barbecue party for this afternoon. A party that we'll have at my brother's house. Now, yesterday we moved out of our home, okay? The new tenants arrived around 1:30. We spent the whole night and the whole morning clearing everything else that needed to be clear, and then around 4 o'clock, or maybe 3 o'clock or something like that, I can't even remember, we left the house with my car and Claudia's car. The car's full of bags and boxes and whatever was needed to be taken out of the house. And we came to Alina, my sister-in-law, Claudia's sister, yeah? And that's it. Out of the house, and most probably we won't be back in that house for the next 25 months. Feels a little bit strange to know that you go and sleep on another bed and maybe tomorrow night in another bed and so on, not going back to your comforts every night the way I used to do. But there are so many things still to be done that I don't have much time to think. Even now I'm recording this as I'm driving, because that's when I actually have the time to sit and do a recording. Okay, that's a bit tight. Now, you can hear the engine breathing. Oop. I know. Easy, it's fine. Keep going. See, this is a manual car, okay? And my car, it was an automatic, because 2 hours after we arrived at Alina, my car was sold. I had it on the internet for 5 days, and finally yesterday I met somebody. He liked the car in the first few seconds that he saw it. He knew he's gonna buy it, and then that was it, deal done. And I sold it for so little, okay? Just to put everything in perspective, I got that car in 2011, which is 7 years ago, yeah, that's true. I paid something around 7,000 euro for the car at the time. And yesterday I sold the car for 625 euro, okay? In a good day, I make those money in a day, if I'm lucky, okay? And to sell the car for one day's worth of work, I think it's a little bit of a shame. But that's the value of a second-hand car, okay? And I had to sell it. So that's it. I still have to finish a few jobs, retouching and stuff for my clients. And organize my equipment. The crazy thing about everything is I have a big bag with my photographic equipment. I'm talking the lights and the stands and the soft boxes and all of that. And I never even considered taking that bag with me, because it's just massive. It's massive. You know, if you walk into the airport with that bag, you still have people looking at like, man, where did you get that bag from? Okay, it's half my size, you know, it's big. Okay, I'm not a big guy. But I packed it and I'm taking that bag to France, okay? I'm taking that bag to the boat. And my logic behind it is, if I don't have those lights with me and I want to do a project, a photographic project while I'm traveling, I'll be really bummed, you know? So I'm taking that with me. Okay, enough talking. I think I just give you a quick update to what's going on. So we are out of the house. We moved to Alina's house, and we're staying there for the next few days. And on Tuesday, I'm flying with the children to France, and the real work begins. Right now, it's kind of, you know, warming up to what's coming. Okay, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. I hope you find this useful or at least entertaining, and we'll talk again soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.